From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with a special Miami Herald Wishbook edition of the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Espero años. Feliz Navidad.
Six-year-old Francisca Achtum is showing off her holiday pipes at home in Florida City.
I'm gonna wish you a Merry Christmas.
There's a lot of bilingual singing talent between Francisca and her three siblings, her 8-year-old sister Margarita, 7-year-old brother Leonardo, and little 4-year-old sister Bonnie Luce. They're the children of migrant farm workers, and like kids anywhere, they're excited about Christmas. But this year will be their first Christmas without their mother. Her name was Veronica, and she died in a car accident in July not far from the family's house. Veronica, who was from Mexico, was only 30.
He was so special for us.
Margarita is only a third grader, but her maturity seems a tribute to her mom's example.
She was a nice mom, and she took us places, like going to the fair.
Leonardo says Veronica was also a pretty good soccer player. Her best position?
Goalie.
The children's father and Veronica's widower is 29-year-old Lucas Achtum. He's from Guatemala. He says the family misses most the sight of his late wife's elegant cheekbones, her Mexican cooking, and most of all, her cariño, her affection.
She was an incredible person. We remember her as a woman with a fighting spirit, and that helps us move forward.
But moving ahead has been rough for the Achtum family. They share a small apartment in a low-income housing development for farm workers in Florida City. Migrant farm work is backbreaking, low-wage, and irregular in the best of times. Now, with Veronica's maternal presence and also her income gone, Lucas admits he's in an uphill struggle, both as a parent and a provider. He, too, was injured in the accident that took Veronica's life, and he's only now recovered enough to work his usual shifts.
A lot of the families work paycheck to paycheck.
Beatrice Coronado is a Florida City area coordinator for the Redlands Christian Migrant Association. The RCMA provides child care and early education services for migrant workers throughout Florida. It was the first agency to reach out to the Achtums last summer.
They needed to send the body back to their country. It was also during the time where school was going to start, and they needed help with uniforms. It's very difficult.
Before Veronica died, she made one thing clear. She wanted the kids to have new bunk beds and twin mattresses to replace the aging, low-lying mattresses they sleep on now. Through the Miami Herald's Wishbook charity, Lucas hopes the community can help fulfill Veronica's hope this Christmas. If anything, he says, it would have a reassuring effect on 4 traumatized children.
It's a surprise that I think will lift their hearts and give them encouragement when they find out it was her idea.
Coronado at RCMA agrees.
They could really say, okay, this is what my mom wanted for us, you know?
Veronica wanted much more for her children than what she had. She grew up dirt poor in Tapachula in southernmost Mexico. As a teenager, she trekked north across the deadly border desert and into the U.S. Lucas did the same as a teen, leaving his hometown of Quetzaltenango in Guatemala's Maya Highlands. Achtum is a Maya surname. All of their 4 children are U.S. citizens. Lucas hopes to legalize his immigration status under President Obama's new executive order. But for now, he just wants to get his kids through this painful time in all their lives.
We are turning to anyone God can bring our way with help, whether it's economic, spiritual, verbal.
Fortunately, they don't need musical help. Francisca Achtum's got that covered.
I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas.
You can donate online to the Wish Book at miamiherald.com/wishbook. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.